There you are, Sleeping Beauty. I wasn't sure we were going to make it. I already made coffee. Well, actually, I'm on number two, so time for you to get up. Come on. Don't make this difficult. Not today. Because we're leaving, remember? Vacation. That thing we planned. That thing we wanted. Look, I know bed is warm. I know bed is comfortable. And I know it was more of both of those things when I was still in it. But I am dressed. I am caffeinated. And we are running a little short on time. I like to get there early because the airport sucks. You know this. Are you really going to just hide under the cover? Do you think that's going to work? Am I a ghost? Am I not allowed to attack you when you're under the covers? What if I do anyway? What if I break the rules a little bit? Wake up. Don't give me that look. You know I'm doing the right thing. You want to go on this vacation too. I know you do. Get up. Get some coffee. What, I have to bring that to you? Really? Like, flying is very appropriate. We're like birds. We're migrating. It's cold now. Go someplace that is not cold. See how that works? Migrating. How am I supposed to convince you to leave bed then? I'm dressed. I don't want to get back in bed. Oh, don't be like that. That's not what I said. I'm just ready to start the day. And the day will end in a much better location. Much more comfortable location. A location with more than one star, for once. For a minute, I can get back into bed, but you have to agree, when I get out of bed, you have to come with me. Now, do you actually agree with that? You're not actually thinking about it, so I'm a little skeptical. You gonna promise me? I can get back into bed for a minute. Oh, it's always a mistake. Hey. See, now it's warmer and more comfortable, and now we're both going to have trouble migrating. Missed you. It's never enough for you. It's true. Don't pretend you're offended by that. You know I'm right. You never think it's enough. You rarely think anything is enough. If it's comfortable or fun. Don't fall back asleep. I'm doing that because you like it. Not because I'm trying to get you to fall back asleep. Romantic as I'm sure it'd be, I did not plan on carrying you to the airport today. I don't think they'd let me through security this way. What was that? No, I'm going to stop doing that now. Because you are too comfortable. Yes, there is. Too comfortable is falling back asleep, and we need to get up and get to the airport. Come on. What? What can I do in bed that I can't do out of it? I can definitely do this out of bed, you know. You're awfully affectionate. Or is it just that you're trying to prevent me from getting you to do something you don't want to do? There's a big difference between those things, you know. You are a little manipulative. You know that? I said a little. You just want what you want. We're not dissimilar in that fashion. And you know what I want? To go on vacation. And that requires going. That's why you took tomorrow off. That's why you took the day off. I'm afraid it wasn't to sleep in, no. We'll get to do that on vacation, though. Of course. We're going to go do things on vacation, too, though. Not just spend the entire time in bed like we've done before. Whose fault was that? Now, how could it be my fault? I'm the one who makes the itinerary, and the itinerary is never just 12 to 12 bed. Do I have to bribe you? That was way too fast. You were just waiting for me to ask that. You see what I mean about a little manipulative? You're just going to be like this forever, aren't you? You know I'll give you what you want eventually. The kiss is not enough. The cuddle's not enough. Playing with your hair is not enough for you anymore. I can't believe you would actually answer affirmatively to that. You have grown too bold. So what is it that you want? Will you have me? I don't know if we have time for that. Because you tend to take a bit, which is good. But not good when we're under time pressure. Unfortunately for me, you are very pretty. Fortunately for me. My apologies. Is that really what I have to do to get you out of bed? Because I get the feeling it's not going to get you out of bed. I think you're just going to flop right back on it. And you're going to be like, I can't move. So maybe I should do it in a particular way that doesn't cause that result. I think we can have fun without that method. Besides, like I said, I'm dressed and look ridiculous back in bed. Don't pull the cover over me. It can be too comfortable and too warm for me, too, you know. You can be a brat. How much time do we have? Maybe. Maybe we have time. But I know you like to take your time getting ready, too, so I have to take that into account and then add 30 minutes. because of your unpredictability factor. Aren't you? Oh, God. It's just denial up and down with you, isn't it? Not like that. I would never. Well, maybe not never. All right, fine. I need to get to the airport. With or without you. I would prefer with you. So I guess I'll play your game. I'll bribe you. But you have to actually do what you said and get out of bed with me, okay? Okay. My clothes are staying on. Yours are already off. That's convenient. And why I'm going to take this cover off of you. No. I'll keep you warm now. My hands. That shudder. You haven't been awake long, but it's been a long morning for you already, hasn't it? I would bet if I slide my hand way down here. Someone's been wet the whole time. You might have been wet in your sleep. What were you dreaming about? I can help you remember, I bet. How's my hand feel down here? Yeah. What else do you want? I told you. I'm already dressed. And I need to do this in a way that you're going to be able to walk after. I'm not as confident as you are in that. You do have to be able to get to at least the bathroom so you can get ready. So I should take care of you a less pointed way. My clit is very sensitive. I didn't expect grinding the heel of my palm until it would do this much. It's hot. Don't squirm. I'm taking care of you, remember? And bribing you. The corrupt guardian of my bed. Our bed. Jeez. I thought I was possessive. Down the slit. Maybe I should have been holding this overnight, Then again, you'd have been even wetter. You might have woken up when I did, though. Trying to keep my hand where it belongs. Down here, playing with your gun. Such a good girl. I can slide a finger in and keep doing this for a while. Squeeze on it. Good girl. Somewhere else. No. Lonely lips. All around. I can get another finger. So sensitive. I can get out of bed quick. Come for me. Come for me. Breathe, breathe. Good girl. My good girl. Is that enough? Yes, it is a bribe. And what, my fingers looking like this isn't enough of a bribe? What if I do this? Bribed. You're killing me. What else would you like? I mean, I guess that wouldn't mess up my clothes. I'm definitely gonna have to wash my face again, though. Oh, please, that makes you shy. This is why we got the covers out of the way. I guess you deserve a second. You were, after all, very, very wet. More sensitive than I even thought. Is two gonna be even faster? I'm still focused on bribing. I should bring the fingers back. Very sensitive here. Okay. Two fingers. And my mouth. Mm. Give it to me. Come. Okay, sensitive. I heard. All over my hand. You're really gonna be disappointed that I don't have to wash my face. So needy. But I am bribing. Hello. I want it. I told you I'm hungry. Come on. We can do another one. I don't need to be well and truly bribed. Come for me. Come. Okay. Time to live up to your end. Ah, no. I bribed you plenty. I really am going to have to wash my face again. And you're going to be capable of walking since I didn't fuck you. Come on. Get to the bathroom and get ready. Because I want to go on vacation. Let's get you some wings. No, Red Bull is bad for you.